Praise ye the Lord. And let everybody say, praise ye the Lord. Another day to be excited for living for God. Another day to be excited for having in your life. Hallelujah. I don't know, I'm having technical difficulties here. Have to figure that out. This thing keeps cutting out every now and then. I don't know what's going on. But anyway, we're so glad that you're here. We're going to march on and we're going to not let the enemy get in our way of disseminating his word today. Let us pray. I'm not going to keep you long because we know that people have lives to live. In the name of Jesus, we pray over this word and that the hearts are open to receive your word and that we can go forward in your word. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, hallelujah. How many times in life has we gotten instructions and wish that we had followed instructions that we have received, especially as a little kid and into teenage years and maybe into your early adulthood? You may not have asked for the advice, but just during a conversation, someone may have given you a word of advice and it may have been good to you. And you may not have heeded to it. And later on in life, you wish that you had heeded to it, or you wish that you may not have heeded to it because you may have taken some advice that you thought was good, but it turned out to be bad. But today I'm here to tell you that we can have some good advice from God, and God's advice is always great. And it comes with rewards. Turning your Bibles to the book of Deuteronomy chapter 5. Verse 29, and the Bible says, "Oh, that there was such a heart in them that they would fear me and always keep my commandments, so that it might be well with them and with their children forever." Forever. So God would want us. I know he's talking to the children of Israel here, but we as being Christians, born again of the water and of the Spirit, believing in the one true God whose name is Jesus, hallelujah, is indisputable, without controversy. His name is Jesus, but there are those that have been deceived that think Jesus is not God, but he is. Now, back to what we were talking about. I don't want to get on that for too long. I know a lot of people don't agree with it, but the truth is the truth. And the Bible says that the truth is going to deliver you. It's going to make you, it's going to set you free. Hallelujah. Free from sin, free from debauchery, free from lying, is going to set you free. And it will convict you. God's word, the Holy Ghost, the Spirit, the Bible says, will convict you of sin. Hallelujah. So in Deuteronomy, it says, such a heart in them. What does he mean by such a heart in them? I would take it to say that it means such a heart in them that they would fear the Lord, that their heart, not a scareful fear, but a reverence type fear, to where you're going to adhere to and listen and apply what you have read and what you have heard about the Word of God in the Word of God. They would help lead and guide you into all spiritual truth. But it's not only for you. That it might be well just for you as an individual. If you have friends, which some of us do, if you have family, which some of us do, if you have neighbors, which some of us do, hallelujah, even associates, people you work with, hallelujah, you can share God's word with them. If they heed to the word, and if their heart, and if they have any kind of reverence type fear for the word of God, to keep all of his commandments. Hallelujah. Now we know that the Bible tells us that all have sinned and has fallen short of the glory of God. Now that's in the New Testament under a different covenant, a different agreement. But under this Old Testament agreement, the old covenant, the old contract, if you would. Hallelujah. God wants you to keep all the commandments that he has commanded you to do. Hallelujah. But it really doesn't stop in the New Testament. He just gives us a chance after chance after chance. And that's called repentance. And that's called the opportunity to get it right every day, every hour, every moment. But it's up to you, my friends. Do you believe that God can help you? Hallelujah. And if you believe that God can help you, then you must believe that God can help your children forever, forever. His word is going to abide forever. He just doesn't stop just for today, but he'll stop by your way any day, any moment, any time. Hallelujah. And help you out. You may not see it coming, but God, as we've heard it said before, he's never late, but he's always on time. Hallelujah. Isaiah 48 and 18 says, "Oh, that you had listened to my commandments, then your peace would have been like a river and your righteousness like the waves of the sea." Hallelujah. You know, we've talked about this before, where the storms was raging and the storm was raging on the boat, and Jesus had to speak to the storm, and he spoke to the peace that was out of disturbance, that was out of disturbance and raging and going crazy in the storm while he was asleep. The shipmen, the disciples had to go and get him and wake him up. Hallelujah. While he was laying on the pillow, praise God. He spoke to that peace that it would be well for them. But here we just read, "Then your peace would have been like a river." Hallelujah. If you listen to his commandments, and we've seen a lot of rivers. We got the Mississippi River. We got this river and that river. I just can't think of the names, but various names of various rivers. Your peace will be like a river. Hallelujah. It's just going to be flowing and flowing and flowing to you. Once you keep his commandments, listen. Hallelujah. Yeah. So here we see that you could listen and your peace would have been like a river. Now, for those of you who don't listen, and for those of you that are having much problems in life and can't figure out which way to go and can't overcome your addictions, those nasty, despicable habits that so easily beset you, and your mind thought that keeps you away from the house of God and keeps you from living for God. For you, my friend, if you had listened to his commandments, and not only listened, because once you listen to someone or something that's speaking to you, someone is speaking to you, speaking to your heart, speaking to your mind, it makes sense. You usually go and apply what you've heard. Many times today, people don't, they listen, hallelujah, but they don't apply because they don't know why, and they just trying to do things their way. But do it God's way, and then your peace would have been like a river, instead of your peace being like a thunderstorm and a tornado and a whirlwind in your life. Hallelujah. And your righteousness would be like the waves of the sea. Hallelujah. We've seen some waves in the sea. There's some small waves. Hallelujah. And there's some huge and righteousness. But God said your righteousness would be like the waves of the sea. Isaiah 48 and 14. So my friends, let us, as long as we are alive, as long as we are able and willing. That's right. I said willing, because it takes a willing person. It takes a willing vessel that's willing to read the word of God, that's willing to study the word of God, that's willing to listen to the word of God, that's willing to have a heart that would fear God in a respectful type manner. Not be scared like it's some scary thing. No, it's not a scary thing. Living for God is very easy. It's very simple. All you have to do is like that old commercial when I used to watch television said, just do it. Hallelujah. Just do it. That's all you have to do. Just do it. And God will meet you halfway and give you the strength that you need to get you through the day, to get you through the week, and to get you through the years. Hallelujah. He always says in the Bible, it says to cast your burdens upon him, for his yoke is easy and his burden is light. Hallelujah. He's got lightweight problems. Hallelujah. And there's nothing too big and nothing too small that God can't handle in your life. But all we have to do, hallelujah, is listen to his commandments and have a heart that would fear him And you can have this in your life forever. Hallelujah. Forever flowing like the waves of the sea. Hallelujah. For you and your children. Well, God bless you and thank you for listening to Into His Word. I-N-N-T-O, His Word. Come back all the time. Tune us in. Lock us in on all your podcast platforms. Wherever you listen to a podcast, you can find Into His Word. That's I-N-N-T-O, His Word. Let us pray. In the name of Jesus, God, we ask you in your precious name that your word would land upon the hearts and upon the minds and upon the souls of the people that have been listening to this message today, and that you would lead and guide them, hallelujah, to all righteousness, hallelujah, that they would learn to hear with their hearts and to understand with their minds, hallelujah, and listen to your commandments, Lord. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. God be with you until we meet again.